This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, chapter 50, verse 23a. It says there, "The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart." End of quote. Today is celebrated in the United States as the Thanksgiving holiday. Thanksgiving Day is a day that people spend time with their family. Family come together and remember the goodness, mercies, and benefits they enjoyed from the Creator, Sustainer, and Provider God. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 17 this, it says, "Very good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." End of quote. We understood the great value of the free air that we breathe, especially in this worldwide pandemic time. We do not pay for it, do we? However, when we go to the hospital with breathing difficulties, we understand how costly the machine that helps us to breathe. Thousands and thousands were on a ventilator due to breathing problems. Did we ever stop and think about our internal organs' value that allows us to breathe easily? We do not even think about it, do we? Health and well-being is another gift of God. How much would you pay for it? People are willing to pay for the whole life saving to keep their health and well-being. However, without the kindness of God, none of us would live healthily. Our ability and skill to work and earn money for living expenses are gifts of God. Our job is God's gift. I remember I was simply an average student in my school days. However, God gave me the desire and motivation for college studies and ended up with 4 master's degrees. An average student in school days, now ended up as a vice president in a prestigious worldwide bank, is truly a gift of God in my life. You see, God gave me a family, wife and 4 children, 3 boys and a little girl recently. They are the gifts of God. During this pandemic time, God guarded all of us safe thus far is a gift from God. More than all these incredible benefits, God helped me to believe Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. He gave me His Holy Spirit inside me to comfort, to teach, to guide, and remind me that's a fantastic gift of God. God gave me salvation, forgiveness of my sins, granted me eternal life in Jesus Christ, is indescribable gifts from God. The opportunity to study the Bible, to pray, is fantastic privileges. From 2017 onwards, God gave me the privilege to reach out to the world with the Bible messages with the help of the board members of the TeachBible.org. It was God's plan. You see, we are not worthy in ourselves to do this service to the Lord. Our worthiness comes only from God and His compassion and kindness. He asked me to do it. God gave us thousands and thousands of listeners and readers worldwide. It was a perfect gift due to His grace, mercy, and undesirable compassion. Unworthy, but God considered us worthy. It was another gift. Beloved, think through your lives. You will come across numerous gifts the good Lord granted you. Very good and perfect gifts from above. If you try to write all those down, it will amaze you. What can we do on this Thanksgiving Day? Our today's insight says, "The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart." End of quote. Did you hear what God says here? He does not ask anything else from you. He says a thankful heart is a sacrifice that honors Him. Say a thank you to God this morning from the bottom of your heart. You honored God with the words of thanksgiving, which is a pleasing aroma and sacrifice to Him. Beloved, God loves you. How do you know it? Listen, God gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and allowed Him to die in your place for all of your sins and mistakes. God wants to reconcile you to Himself by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which covers all your mistakes and sins, more than all that we discussed above. You see, this one thing that God gave His one and only Son for you deserves a high note of gratitude from us. Listen, Jesus loves you. He willingly went to the cross, died a cruel and shameful death in your place for your sins. He was buried and rose again on the third day. May the 2020 Thanksgiving Day be a day that you truly come home to God, His love, and accept His gift of Jesus Christ. You can be saved, forgiven, and receive eternal life. The surpassing grace of God has given you in the person and work of Jesus Christ, and there is the unspeakable, indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 9, 14-15. Would you pray after me today? Father in heaven, I believe You gave Your Son Jesus Christ for me. Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I repent of my sins and call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, please save me today and bless me with Your forgiveness and eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.